Hey, good day, everyone. I'm Robin Sparrow with the Viral Volley Podcast. And on screen on your left, USA Women's National Team member Jordan Larson. And on the right, German National Team member Luisa Littmann, who I got the pleasure of meeting, gosh, it seems like forever ago, but is VNL at in Lincoln, Nebraska, a couple of years ago. So, hey, thanks again for joining me, coming over from the VolleyballMag.com interview, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my first question for both of you is definitely top athletes in your countries and if not the world. How do each of you continue to improve your gameplay? And we'll start with Luisa.
So yeah, I would say like at my age, like you're looking, for example, to players like Jordan, who achieved already a lot. I don't say that you're
thank you.
It's inferred that she's old, so you don't have to say it after.
No, I mean, you see, like, especially when you're playing abroad and have the opportunity to play, like, with world-class players, you see, like, how, like, what they achieved and how good they are. So this is kind of, like, the motivation that you, like, want to become better and better every day. And also, like, playing the sports you love and, like, trying to, like, become the best version of yourself. But I would say, like, this is, like, my goal and my motivation. And so then, like, the plus is just like when you're able to play with like such good players or in a good team. So yeah.
How about you, Jordan?
Yeah, I think it goes equally hand in hand, right? Being surrounded by great athletes and learning. And I think even just observing like Luisa, like the age that she's at and like, you know, thinking back to like where I was and how professional she is and how she's handling things, like just how she takes care of her body. And, you know, even she's teaching me things on like, oh, well, maybe I could do this for recovery or, you know, just trying to learn other ways that I could be better, maybe off court. And, but then also on court, like, if only I had the physical capability she does, but
she did way better than me. I have to say, like, my body was like a mess.
No. But I think just like she said, I think we continue to talk about like what are our end goals, like what do we want to do, like what are we striving to be? And I think it is trying to be like being the best version of ourselves and trying to maximize that potential. And I think it's just always trying to dive into all these avenues of like, how can we get mentally stronger? How can we get physically stronger? You know, just tapping into all these different like avenues. And I think just constantly checking yourself on that, like, how do I keep pushing the envelope? You know, like I feel way too comfortable in this situation maybe. And like, how can I still make myself uncomfortable and still continue to push? And I think this was a true testament of like this whole situation of mental strength and physical strength. We played 22 matches in 35 days. That's not physically nor mentally like normal, right? But I think it's a good challenge to see how far you can push yourself outside your comfort zone. And when you are physically fatigued or mentally fatigued, can you still show up every day and give your best? And don't get me wrong, there were times where we're like, can we do this, are we sure, you know? But I think it's reassuring to know that we're both in the same boat and we're both struggling but also trying to push past that uncomfortability and things like that.
Oh, pushing the envelope is always good for the body, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, so I got to ask, during the pandemic, what were both of you doing to stay in shape, anticipating the eventual comeback of volleyball? And we'll start with you, Jordan.
We were lucky that on the national team, we were still doing like calls like twice a week with our strength coach, so he was kind of like watching us work out. Like I had a little gym in my garage that I was able to do stuff, and then I had a Peloton at home, so I was able to do some HIIT classes there. And so I don't know, I felt pretty good. And then I think just like cooking at home was nice, just being at home, going on walks with my dog, those were all like it was a good like mental break a little bit, just stepping away. And but yeah, I think that's mainly what I was doing.
How about you, Luisa?
Yeah, so for me, it was like also a lot of homework for sure, like not a lot of like heavy stuff you could do because there was no weight room. So for me, it was more like getting more core stability, working on the little things a little bit more. And yeah, also like John said, just have more time for yourself. So like cooking, reading, like going more outside for walks and like just come down a little bit from all this rush we had the past years. And yeah, and then I tried the first time in my life beach volleyball.
Which was,
yeah, it was so hard. It was pretty good for my body because I didn't have so much pain. So it's just like nicer to all your joints or for your joints. Mm-hmm. And no, it was a great experience. Like it was great that I had for this. And yeah, it was really good. I think it taught me a lot.
Was it easy for the both of you to, after taking the probably the longest breaks you've had in your career, getting a feel for the, your touches again, or even just getting into a rhythm? And we'll start with Jordan.
Yeah, I was a little concerned about that, you know, after, I mean, it was like 10 months of like no competition, but we were able to get in the gym a little bit with USA Volleyball and like, you know, we were playing in twos or threes, you know, but masked up and things like that. So I still, you know, the touch did take a little bit of time, but it wasn't as big of a shock as maybe what I thought.
You couldn't see. Really.
But I think I've been playing long enough that it's time away is actually probably better in a sense for body purposes, you know, but I think as far as touch things, like it didn't go away as fast as I thought it would.
Yeah. How about you, Louisa?
Yeah, I would say kind of the same. Like I was mentally a little bit like worried that I'm not like coming back or that I don't know how to play volleyball anymore. But I mean, like I tried to have as lot touches as possible. So we also had like a 2 weeks training camp with the national team. I tried beach volleyball. And then also before I came to China, I was able to train at my old club in Germany. So yeah, I tried like to prepare as good as possible. And then like, I also had this like 2 weeks more than Jordan had when I arrived in China. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was, I think it was like more difficult mentally, like to get back in this competition rhythm than physically.
Good. Well, being that the times that we're going through right now at this juncture in history with sports events slowly coming back during the pandemic, what has it been like for both of you to compete during this time? And we'll start with you, Louisa.
Yeah, I'm super happy that we were able to compete here because also when you have a look to like Europe right now, I mean, the leagues are all playing, but with a lot of breaks because then they have some cases in the teams. And then I think it's like always a rhythm breaker. Like you're trying to come back, you're trying to keep your level or to improve, and then you have again cases, so it means quarantine. So I think for us, even if it was like hard and tough, like John said before, 22 games in 35 days, like I'm super thankful that we had the opportunity to play this competition and have this kind of like tournament feeling here. And I think it will help us a lot for the upcoming year. And I just hope for also in general for the upcoming year that we can like keep playing, keep competing. Yeah. So yeah,
it was. How about you, Jordan?
Yeah, no, it's like she said, it's really good to be back. And I realize how much I love to compete, you know. It's like sometimes when you take your time away, it's like, is this, you know, do I still really love it, you know? I think that's the question, at least I was asking myself, is like, man, you know, like I've been in it a long time, do I still really love this game? And I've never really taken that much time away to like fully like reflect on that. And so I think for me, I like came back and I was like, gosh, I just love it. I love getting after it in practice. I love talking crap to people, you know, like I just, you know.
But you're not going to talk crap to Louisa when you see her on the other side of the net, right?
Yeah. You could probably mute that out of the podcast. But no, I love just like, how can I, you know, find ways to beat the other team, or like how, you know, strategically, what can we do to change? I just, I love that aspect of it. And like being able to kind of dive into that a little more and talk about it, you know, like, hey, Louisa, what can we do? You know, we have this really tough team. How can we beat them strategically? You know, even if it's just amongst ourselves, and just having those conversations really fire me up. So I think for me personally, I miss that. And just being able to get back into that was great.
Yeah. Now, before coming to play in the Chinese Volleyball League this season, what was going through both of your minds in regards to the uncertainty of when you'd be playing volleyball again? Because I know, for instance, I was looking forward to Volleyball Nations League again and getting that email in March saying, nope, we're done. I mean, what was it like for you guys to, you know, I guess, anticipate being able to play in this league?
Yeah, I think both of us, at least I was texting Louisa, like, Louisa, I don't know if this is going to happen. You know, like we had so many just visa mm-hmm. stuff that was happening that just we didn't know. And so I think we were both, at least for me, I was like, I don't know, you know, because like you said, we had this anticipation like, oh, we're going to play Nations League, like the national team's going to come. And then that never happened. And then, you know, we did see people going to Europe, but then even then they were getting shut down. And so it was like, is this actually going to happen? So I think it was a lot of uncertainty. And then I have David over there, like, it's going to happen. Don't worry. And I'm like, and I was like, are you
Mr.
sure?
Mr. Optimist.
You know, every, I know, seriously. I was like, thank God for him. Because I was like, I was definitely like, this isn't going to happen. We're not, I'm not going to play forever. And
yeah,
but it ended up working out just fine. And yeah no worries.
Yeah. How about with you, Louisa?
Yeah, I was the same because I was, I think in like August, September, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know if it works. And like also to get a visa, it was like, everything was just like more difficult than last year. And I was super nervous, super emotional also because I just wanted to come, but nobody knew if we can come. And like, it's not, it was not in our hands. I think this was the hardest thing to accept, that we can try everything what we can do, but it's not in our hands because like, yeah, we can't change the situation. Yeah, so I was just like, please let it happen. Like, I just want to go there and play and just enter this plane and fly over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. But like, yeah, I also had my boyfriend next to me. He was always super chilled and like, he was really good support.
Yeah.
It's good. He didn't have to be there, but you were in it. But he was giving you all the best support possible.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, both of you have traveled quite a bit. You know, Jordan, you've been in Puerto Rico, Russia, Turkey, and now China. And Louisa, you've been obviously in Germany, in your homeland, Italy, and China. What do both of you enjoy the most about playing internationally? And we'll start with you, Louisa.
I would say like, the other ways of competition, because every league has like other strengths. So for example, here I would say it's a lot about like the transition and the defense side of the or part of the volleyball game. And in Italy, I think it was like a lot of like attacking, like you always have tall attackers in front of you. So yeah, it's just like first, like always also a step out of your comfort zone because you're not at home, you don't speak the language, and here for example also the time change. And then on the other side, but also a great opportunity because you always like meet like other players, you're able to play with other players and like learn a lot from it and like improve your skills. So I really like to playing abroad or have the opportunity. Yeah,
how are you, Jordan?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a lot of different leagues. I think that is one advantage of not having a league. Like if you talk about advantages, not having a league in the States, right? Like I think there is advantage to like us all like going out and learning something new, you know, like you take something from a little bit of everywhere, you know, like Russia, you know, the high blockers, you know, Turkey, like some of the highest level, you know, you could possibly play. And here, like she said, like transition, block and defense, you know, they are, I mean, we watched the first game of the final last night and some of the digs that they were making, and I was like,
oh. It looks so easy.
Yeah, and they're just so nonchalant. It's crazy. Yeah. So, and as an attacker, it's super frustrating. You're like, why can I not find the floor here? Yeah. And it's like, this is not, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but I think the ability to take that and learn from all these things, I think it adds a layer to your game, you know, like it can only like help and understand. So I thought she answered it perfectly.
Yeah. Now, next question for you guys. How did you both come to play in China? It sounds like, Louisa, you were there last year. And Jordan, when I reached out to you before knowing you were going to be in China, like, oh, I'm leaving for China in a week. I'm like, what? When did this happen? But how did you come about playing in this I guess, a shortened league schedule this year? And we'll start with you, Louisa.
Yeah, so when I got the offer, I mean, I was lucky because I could call Maggie Kozov. She was the opposite international before I came. So she played already for Shanghai. So I could call her and ask like, hey, how was your experience here? Like, would you recommend it? And like, it was great just like to call her first to get like just some insights. And she was like, the best thing is that it's so short because it's not that you're like, to the end so exhausted than in the European League because it's super long, and to the end they're coming the playoffs, so the super important matches. And she was like, just how they play the schedule and the rhythm is like pretty good for mind, like mindset and for your body. So yeah, she was also with the team and the club and the city for sure. She was like,
did you say Maggie Kozik?
Yeah,
as Maggie, in the beach volleyball player Maggie.
Yes, but
she was wait a second. How did she's playing indoor and now she's playing with Laura Ludwig?
Yeah, she was, but before she
crazy.
Was
playing,
yeah, she was in there. Also, yeah, she was, I just found out, like Big Wong said, all like players he had, they were like, they were indoor before, and then after Shanghai, they switched to beach. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, we're gonna Maggie see you go beach with Maggie.
No. Yeah.
Maybe, who knows? Yeah, Maggie was a long time opposite for the German national team for many, many years.
Yeah, also the captain.
The captain for, and then she made the transition 2 years.
Yeah,
three
I think
ago?
After Shanghai, she made
3 years
decision.
Ago, maybe 3 or 4 years
wow.
ago.
Wow, yeah. I yeah. did not know that.
Hey, yeah,
small world, huh?
Yeah, it is pretty good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
How about you, Jordan? How did you come to play in China?
Yeah, so I think I originally played here. We both played here last year, and I think for me, after spending so many years in Europe and kind of leading up to the Olympic Games of what we thought was 2020, I was looking for a shorter season that I could spend more time in the weight room. I think sometimes I've found like a better transition in the weight room for me to like the volleyball court. So I think I wanted to spend more time in the weight room than maybe necessarily playing volleyball. So that was my initial thought. But then this year came and I really enjoyed my experience, and we didn't know how long this actual season would be. We weren't sure if it was going to happen, right? What we talked about. But normally, before the Olympic Games, the Chinese season is definitely much shorter. But mm-hmm. I think, like, for example, next year, I think it would be like more of a 4 month season versus like, you know, three months. So right. they do technically go a little bit longer, but I think the year leading up to the Olympics is usually shorter. And then obviously this year was a unique year because of the current situation that we're in.
Right. Got to ask you this here, coming back to play professional sports during this pandemic, there have been a lot of major adaptations that had to be made in order to bring back competition. Things like living in a bubble or with other competitors, regular temperature checks and COVID testing. How's it like going through this experience in China, and what other protocols did you experience that you know, you can let our viewers and listeners know that, you know, in order to make this all happen? And we'll start with Luisa.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the COVID tests were not the nicest. Yeah. No, but it's like in this year or in these times, it's like necessary to do it. And I think how they find a way, like general in this country, how they have it under control shows that they find a good way. And also that we were able to play the season and this kind of system with the bubble, and having all these checks gives you also kind of like safe feeling. And I really appreciate it. And like, I've never felt like unsafe here, because like you do all these tests, and for sure I've never had it before that you walk through something and then there's a machine who like measures your temperature. This like high technology, yeah, for me.
Really is. Like they have like machines like before we walk in the hotel, like because we're really in this secure environment. Yeah. So like before you walk in the hotel, there's like this little machine that like basically scans you as you're walking, and so you it like tests your temperature. And then we have this like before we walk in the gym, there's another one. And then there's actually like these spraying,
disinfectant or sanitizer?
It's like a sanitizing thing, yeah, that you like walk through that like submits like some, you know, thing. It was the same thing like before, like when we went to quarantine, they like sprayed down all of us and our bags because they just don't know. I don't know how, if they know it, have enough research about like how the virus is being transmitted or cross whatever. Yeah. So I think they just want to take extra precautions and things like that. So, but yeah, like she said, I think we've done a lot of testing, which has ensured like a lot of like, at least for sure, like mental security, and like, you know, we feel very safe here, and they've done a really good job of controlling it. And yeah, it's been really good.
Well, going through this season, the other part that I always wondered about, being that I'm an in arena kind of person, usually MC hosting, but you know, China is the most populous country to have a professional league, particularly volleyball. And everything I've seen in recent years, everything is sold out, maximum capacity at all the venues. But you both played in empty venues. What was that experience like, seeing these huge venues with nobody in there and just hearing your own voices? Let's start with you, Luisa.
Yeah, it was, I think the beginning was weird.
It was
because
weird,
yeah. it was so quiet. Like the start rotation, when they write it down, it was so quiet. You could hear like everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. You find your way, and for sure you have maybe to push a little bit like more, or like give a little bit more emotions in it to get this like competition feeling or like this game feeling. Mm-hmm. But on the other side also they build up a huge like LED wall, and then I think it was always on late matches that that they tuned in all the like fans who watched it like online, and then you had like this little pictures of them like live videos. Yeah, it gave you kind of a feeling, I mean during a pandemic, that you're playing in front of like spectators or fans, but for sure you can compare it like with like all the past years when we always played in full gyms. And but yeah, they find also here a good way, and you find your rhythm with it. It's weird for sure. I always appreciate like to have the emotions, like to feel like, I don't know, have this feeling entering a sold out gym. But yeah, it was okay.
How about you, Jordan?
When we started, we're like, shh, like nobody talk. It was really bizarre.
Well, Jordan, yeah, with you playing in Nebraska, you're used to having a huge sellout crowd anyways, but I mean that you had to be missing that crowd with it, the play that was going on, because hey, it's world-class play in that Chinese league. So how was it like for you?
Yeah, definitely. I felt the same. At first it was a little weird, but I think once you get into it and you're, you know, communicating with your teammates, like you kind of, I mean, in general, right, when we're playing in front of a lot of people, I actually tend to tone it out. Like even the massive crowds, like you can hear them, but it's almost like a tunnel like feeling, like, cause you're so focused on what's happening and like strategy and things like that. So it was just bizarre to start, but I think once we got used to it, it just became like normal. So.
Yeah. Well, let's jump to the most current of events, because, unfortunately, your season has ended, but I, you know, you finished near the top, receiving the bronze medal in the Chinese League. 2-0 series win, just to recap, over Guangdong, and that's Jordan's former teammate, Kelsey Robinson. Well, they're still teammates, just they're playing against each other, who didn't play because from what I can read on the Chinese side, she had a leg injury, but it's straight set matches. But it looked like your team, Shanghai, was extremely powerful and pulled it off in the end, because they were tight sets, it looked like, looking at the scores. Can you guys comment on the play? And we'll start with Luisa.
Yeah, it was, I think the last match was really tough, like, but more mentally, like to get over this like physically fatigueness. And we know that Guangdong is a great team with like great players. And also I think they built up like what we got the last weeks, they built up a great team environment. So but I think it was like just to have to focus on our side and play the game and still get something. I mean, it was for sure very disappointing for us that we didn't make it to the final. And then, yeah, at least get something, get the bronze medal. So yeah, I'm very happy that at least we won this.
How about you, Jordan?
Good, like she said, like sometimes when you're going into like playing for third, or you know, like it's leading up to some of the final matches after a long tournament, it can be a little more mentally and physically exhausting. But we knew that they had great players and we were gonna have to prepare, and but also we were like, let's just, you know, go hard, because we, you know, it's been a long process. So like, let's finish strong and like end on a good note. So really proud of our team for like pushing through, because our team is definitely on the older side. I wouldn't say how old, but we're definitely amongst the teams here. We're definitely one of the older, more experienced. So I think saving our energy and using it to our best ability was good for us.
Well, let's look at I think they refer to it as a round one. I think it's match one of the series, you know, being Americanized and everything. But yep. Jordan, you had an incredible first night, 16 points off 13 kills, 2 blocks, and an ace. What got it going for you that first night?
I think just our team in general, we do a good job of mixing up the offense and trying. I think we wanted to get our middles going a little bit more. But Guangdong was actually serving relatively tough. So I think, but in general, it was just overall good team performance and just trying to stay in it. Again, trying also me personally, like trying to finish strong. I mean, I think I was kind of at the end, just like, oh, you know, like it's just, it's been a tough challenge, but I wanted to save my energy and like, you know, cause I knew there was going to be another match or maybe two. So just trying to do it as quick as possible.
Well, your passing efficiency was, I believe if I remember correctly, in the high 80% range. So, I mean, didn't do too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was okay. Yeah. So they, okay. Yeah, decent. Yeah. What we strive for. Yeah.
And Luisa, first night, you're right behind Jordan on the stat column with 15 points. But it was night two that you really turned it on. From what it looks like, you finished the season as the second in points per set, and also were the leading scorer of the league this year, which is, I mean, incredible if you look at the other names that are up there. But in that bronze medal match, in the clincher for the bronze, 23 points on 22 kills. And that's a three set match. You had the hot hand. Did you turn it on because you wanted to get it done that night or what?
It doesn't. We're just like what can we do to win past?
It didn't feel like this because it was like a tough match, like physically, but yeah, I was, like John said, like, let's get this win. It was really like a tough match. It was like close. I think also in the last two sets, they were always leading. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you always had this kind of pressure, and we were also like, let's finish in three sets. Yeah. Try everything for it. So I mean, also me as an opposite, I think it's kind of my job to make the balls. But I would always say if I wouldn't have like, or if you wouldn't have a really good reception, a good setter who helps you, or like good middles who scare the other blockers, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to make the point. So yeah, it's always like big, big teamwork.
Well, it's a great team effort. And before I let you guys go, I got to ask, what's next for both of you? We'll start with Luisa.
Sleep.
Very short term.
Yeah.
No, like going back to feel my body like in a different way. Like, no, just like really first, like recover from it. And I'm pretty happy that I'm able to spend Christmas home with my boyfriend and with my family and my dog. And yeah, I think this is, and like first having a good coffee.
Yes. Yeah. We all can't wait for a Starbucks, you know?
You don't enjoy the Chinese blend?
we've all brought our own. I've been doing pour over this whole time, but my own coffee. And I'm like, someone else to make my coffee. Yeah. That sounds so selfish, but I'm like, oh, just a nice, in a Christmas Starbucks cup, you know, like just like, oh, here you go. So we're both looking forward to it. And yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, how about competition wise? Just because I know, well, I'll put the most obvious out there. May 11th is the start of VNL for the women's side. And Germany has Russia, Netherlands, and Belgium in their pool. If I looked at it correctly.
Is it a first week?
Okay. Yeah, oh, God. Here we go. Oh, okay. It's good.
Shocker.
Okay. Hello.
And wait, then the USA.
Does... After a year of no nation. Yes.
It's easy.
Sorry to surprise you with that news.
Yeah. No, I knew it now. No, I mean, yeah, it's a good possibility to improve.
Well, then for you, Jordan, for USA, they've got Dominican Republic, Canada, and Cakewalk, Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So no you problem. Guys obviously both have VNL coming up, but anything before then, because, from my understanding in previous years, because of the Chinese league, you can play at another club team up until your national team commitments come about. Is there anything that's coming up for either of you? As Luisa.
For sure. I would like to like finish or play another season or like the rest of the second half of the season. But I think in Europe, you just have to see like how it's going with all the leagues right now, because like the cases are like increasing right now. And I think you have really just to see like how it's like what's possible and like where, and yeah, so I think it's hard to plan something because you never know if it's gonna happen or not, but for sure like I really want to play another season, or like it's another season for us.
For us.
How about you, Jordan? I know one thing you're going to be doing.
Well, and I think also just to touch on that, I think financially too, right? This year, I think just in general across the board, you know, clubs have had to make like significant financial cuts just because they can't pay what they used to, you know, it's their business maybe not up and running, or, you know, like sponsors may just not be able to fund. And so I think you kind of have to take that into question, you know, is it worth my time going overseas, you know, for a 40% cut, you know, where maybe I could stay home where it's a little safer environment. You know, I think these are all questions that athletes are having to ask themselves and what that is. And as far as for me, we are starting a league in the States. Yay. And so I've been trying to like, you know, convince this one to maybe come play too. I'm like, hey, you want to play together more, you know? So we'll see. But yeah, we are starting a new league in the States coming in beginning of February. And
you can mention it's okay. I don't mind. I promote the game. So
you do. Okay,
Athletes good. Unlimited. Come on, Athletes you can do Unlimited. It.
Yes. Yeah. Athletes Unlimited is starting beginning of February. And we're really excited. I know I'm really excited. It's been, gosh, poor Louisa's had to hear. I'm like, oh, I'm so like, just we're almost.
Louisa,
like,
just come out. You'll enjoy it. Nashville, Tennessee is really nice.
I would like to, but I think it's like, it's just
and you can win some money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'll pay you a little extra. No, I'm just
I just said it's enough when I meet Spot the first time.
We just compare dog photos, that's all. It's going to be really great. They've just done a really great job of organizing it. And it's going to be televised on certain platforms. So we're really excited about that. And we have some really great players. Speaking of Dominican Republic, Betania is going to be coming and joining us. Obviously, Shayla from Brazil. We have some pretty big names coming in. So we're really excited about that. And obviously, I've always played against Shayla, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I've never played with her. So I'm really curious to see. And I think her twins are going to be coming. And I think it's going to be really fun environment to get to know other people. And also other young like USA athletes that maybe have had to play in other leagues that we just haven't ever crossed paths. So getting to know that and, but also being in the States and being on like home soil. I'm like, what is this? So
joining the hipster scene in Nashville.
Yeah, seriously.
So final question for you both. And this is more of a reflective question based on what's been happening in the world, but having completed your first season during COVID, what insights or perspectives do you have or have you developed regarding life on and off the court? And we'll start with you, Jordan.
Yeah, I would just say like continue to be as present as you can and as patient as you can. Like there's so much uncertainty. And if you kind of continue to ride that wave, like I think both of us were doing that before, like what we'll end up will be, you know, it is what it is. And I know that's a tough space to also be in, but if you can try and remain as patient and as positive as you can, and just try to, I think, stick with a routine, even if that means, you know, working out at home, getting up every day consistently, you know, like if that's what you need to focus on in the moment, because that's really all you can control. So I've just tried to stay in that space as long as you can. But it's definitely not easy. So
how about you, Louisa?
Yeah, I would say the same. I think it's just like finding your own balance, your own rhythm. Like, doesn't matter what's like, I mean, not that it doesn't matter, but like be with you instead of like going with the wave, like Jordan said, because there's like so much what's not in your hand. And I think easy like to lose your focus and be also like always up and down was a big challenge for me as well. But yeah, I think it's a good opportunity also to like to find what you really need to like be able to play your best volleyball possible. So yeah, it's it was a crazy year for sure, but we all had to like get it how it was. So it was also, like I said, an opportunity to find more your rhythm, find what you need, and focus on the on today or on now, and be present, like Jordan said.
Excellent. Well, ladies, it's been an absolute honor to have not only like both of you on the show, and especially after the the journey you've been on in China playing and winning the bronze, and looking forward to catching you somehow, some way during VNL or, you know, in other international competitions, Athletes Unlimited, hint, hint. maybe Louisa too, I don't know, but we'll see. But I'm really looking forward to the FIVB international competition schedule, because it is an absolute delight to meet foreign players and see our domestic players that we don't get to see that often, because we don't have a pro league in the United States. So I get to meet not only all our American players, but I get to meet wonderful people like you, Louisa, and Jordan. I get to see around, and this guy named David Hunt that just seems like an okay guy.
Yeah, he's okay.
Hey, thank you for taking the time today and on the Viral Volley podcast and on volleyballmag.com. So what is the best way to follow both of you on social media or wherever you'd like to get your information at? We'll start with Louisa.
On Instagram, I would say, on my Instagram profile. It's
at Louisa Lipman, right?
Yeah.
Thanks. I got you. I was like, I follow her, so you need to get on it. And for me, it's my handle on Instagram is at gov1007, random. And I do have Twitter and Facebook as well, but I probably on Instagram the most active. And I'm still trying TikTok. I always say this on the podcast or whatever. Someone needs to teach me how to do TikTok. All these young kids, man. They're dancing up a storm. I know. I still can't. I can't figure it out.
You know what? That's what Luisa's got to do for you before you guys fly home.
I don't think
I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok.
I know. I was like, Louisa, are you on TikTok?
But... No. I'm not on TikTok. Yeah. I'm not on this wave.
Thank you so much again. And I look forward to seeing you guys in person at one point in the near future. So thanks for being on the Viral Volley podcast, ladies.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.